many of these did you see when you were a rookie?
This is intense. You guys are ready to roll, though.
Can you slide a little bit that way, Carson? Thank you very much.
How the first 2 days gone?
First 2 days were good. Today was not quite, you know, what we expected. Coach had to get on us a little bit, but yesterday was a good first practice, and today was kind of what you expect of a second day. A little bit sluggish. We had a couple guys pull up with a little some cramping and some minor things, but like Coach says, there's no light at the end of the tunnel right now. It's a grind. We have a double day tomorrow, and we just got to keep working.
Carson, why are you so excited this year to get things going with this team, this new organization, this new era?
For a ton of reasons. It's a, like you said, it's a new regime, top to bottom. There's been a ton of changes. The new offense is so exciting to be a quarterback in with the guys we have around myself. Just with the way last year ended, the bitter taste in our mouths, and just a ton of reasons. There's not one or two reasons we're excited. We have a lot to prove. We have a lot of guys that are hungry, a lot of guys that want to make their mark in this league and are excited at the opportunities they have in front of them.
Personally, do you feel reborn, rejuvenated?
I do. It's everything's new. Everything's new, top to bottom, and we all have to go out and improve on what we did last year and reprove ourselves again. I'm just excited at the opportunity.
You didn't get to play with Darren at all last year. Now you've had a couple months of practice in the office and stuff. What have you learned about him, and what sort of things do you look forward to having him?
We've only had two practices together, really, other than OTAs.
Right.
Never had the chance to work with him at all last year. But I think the thing, everybody knows he's fast and explosive and all those things. But the thing that's impressed me the most is the leader he is. There's a lot of running backs that are kind of quiet and just sit back and get the ball and go. But Darren's the first guy in every line. He's working hard. He's encouraging guys. He's a tremendous leader. And that's something I didn't know about him. You don't know what to expect when you come into a new situation. I've been very pleasantly surprised with the leader he is and the veteran he is. He's extremely hard worker, one of the hardest workers on the team. And you need your best players and your so-called superstars to be the hardest workers.
How much defenses have to sort of respect his speed and his ability? What does that do for the passing game and opening other things up?
Well, you hope they load up the box and try to stop it that way, and you get one-on-one opportunities on the outside. But you don't know. That's the exciting thing about football is you don't know how people are going to game plan for you. You don't know how they're going to prepare for you. The thing that typically happens is you try to get eight guys in the box and stuff the run first, because we are going to be a run-first football team.
Carson, obviously coming in the middle of the season last year, it was an adjustment period for you with the offense and with getting to know the guys. Talk about the strides you've taken to get on the same page with the guys, and are you seeing that bearing fruit right now in practice?
Yeah, but we have a really long way to go. There's been things that we've really connected well on, and a couple different routes that we've repped so many times that I'm starting to feel comfortable. I'm not completely comfortable until I do a certain route with a certain guy, maybe 50, 60, 70 times. So I have a long way to go. And there's some things that we have very few reps on. I had a chance to throw a ball I hadn't thrown to DHB today that I didn't get to him. And it's just one of the many plays we have to continuously work. And that's why we're here. That's what training camp's about.
When you look back at what you had to do, difficult was it in retrospect now that you have a chance to really see what you were able to accomplish?
I really haven't. I've gone back and watched myself and critiqued myself, but I really haven't thought about just how crazy everything was, because everything was crazy. I don't need to convince myself that there was a lot of turmoil and a lot of unexpected things that happened to myself last year in this organization. So I really don't take a whole lot of time to reflect on that. I've really just been so focused on the future and so focused on a new offense, really, and studying and getting in shape and getting ready for training camp and getting as far ahead of the curve as I could with a new playbook and a new offense in front of us.
How does Marcel's role differ in this offense than what you were doing a little bit last
year? I don't think it's a whole lot different. He's such a unique player. He's not really a fullback. He's not a tight end. He's not a receiver. So we're going to split him out and have him run routes. We're going to have him run screens. He might even run the ball like he did sometimes last year. So, you know, there's obviously different, you know, different terminology, different routes. But for the most part, he's going to be doing a lot of the same things he's done in the past, which is use him as a weapon in the receiving game. And he's going to have to block if he's going to play fullback every once in a while. But that's not what he specializes in. He specializes in giving him opportunities to get the ball in his hands and let him do his thing.
You talked about how excited you are to get back and do some things that you've done in the past but haven't done recently, the bootlegs and all the kind of things that go with this offense. Did you, in the offseason training, did you work on more on footwork than you have in past years in anticipation for that? Mm-hmm. And how do you think that's coming? Do you feel that's you're making really good progress that way?
Yeah, I did that a ton, 4 days a week. You know, I would do my conditioning doing running plays. You know, obviously it's different when you have McFadden behind you and Tywan Jones behind you, and the mesh points with your footwork is off. But you know, I worked on that a lot. But until you get in a game situation or a practice situation, and you have a tailback behind you and a real receiver on the route, there is no way to replicate that other than just doing it in practice. So I've worked tremendously hard on it. I've spent a lot of time on it. But I have a long way to go just because I need the reps with the guys.
Palmer, how are you feeling about Napa and your first time here at training camp with the Raiders?
Love it. Love it. You know, I had heard that this is the best training camp in the NFL, and I had heard great things, and it's drastically exceeding my expectations. It's been top-notch from everything. You stay at a nice hotel. You have a comfortable bed. You're not in a dorm room. The practice fields are awesome. The food's awesome. The weight, everything's been great. And it's really allowed us just to focus on football. Everything's been taken care of. From a player standpoint, you can't ask for more. Everything's been taken care of. Today was, you know, we're only two practices in, and today was the first day for the fans, but it's great. It's great to get, a small portion of the Raider Nation out here and, see who we're playing for.
Awesome. Great. Thank you.
Yep. Do you feel like your athletic ability gets a bad rap? People kind of were questioning if you could do this offense. You hear those things, I guess?
Yeah. You know, I look at it as a positive, because if somebody hears you can't run, they take bad angles, you get around corners. You know, I've played with receivers that love to be thought of as slow guys because before you know it, they run by you. But, you know, to be honest, you can't worry about that. I haven't worried about that. I just got to continue to work at the offense. And, the defender's eyes get lost so much in this offense and the misdirection stuff that we do that you don't need to run 4-4 to get around corners in this, because if you just execute it with the right technique and your feet in the right place and your hands in the right place and hiding the ball and all those small things, then the offense takes care of not having a quarterback that runs 4-3.
How has Matt Leinart actually helped you in this transition? Because he came over from Houston knowing the offense. And how weird is that considering he was behind you at SC?
It's been great. And no disrespect to my quarterback coach, Coach Flip, and Coach Knapp, but it's just different when you hear it from a player for whatever reason. Your coach can tell you the same thing over and over and over again, and then every once in a while Matt will just kind of chime in and say, hey, I hit this in this play against this team or whatever. And it's nice to get a coaching point from a player sometimes. Not all the time, but sometimes, because he's got experience in it. He's done it, and if he hasn't done it, he's seen it be done. By another quarterback in Schaub or TJ Yates, whoever it was. So it's been really nice just to get kind of the same coaching points, but it's a little bit more believable, I guess, when you hear it from a player sometimes.
Is that strange for you considering the roles are reversed from when you were at USC and he was behind you?
No. I mean, we've been playing. We're both from the same area, grew up in the same area, and, known each other for a long time. So, he's in my corner, I'm in his corner, and he wants me to do well, and I want him to do well when he gets his shot. And we have a really good room, especially with Terrell in there too, and another young guy that is chomping at the bit for his shot. And there's a lot of competition, but it's a good friendly competition because we're helping each other out along the way.
The perception of your season last year almost ranges from, boy, look at all the interceptions and Raiders finished out of the playoffs, all the way to, experienced quarterbacks here, some guys like Gannon saying, hey, if you knew what it would be like to get off the couch and play and have some of the games he had and play as well as he did, you'd be stunned. That's such a wide range of it. Where do you, where do you think that fits in? What did you, do you look at last year at all? I mean, besides the fact you didn't get in the playoffs, do you look at last year and have some pride in that you were able to do what you did in that situation?
Yeah, I mean, it was such a blur. I mean, the first thing I thought was I'm not in shape. I haven't been trained. There's a big difference between training and working out, and I would go and work out. But I was told I wasn't going to be traded, so I thought I wasn't going to be traded. So my mind and body had gone to a different mode, and just worried, you know, I'm not in shape. You can't just get off the couch and play this game. I was working out three times a day and tired and sore, and everything was just happening so fast that I didn't really sit back and say, oh, you know, those stats are good or those stats are bad. I just had to go on to the next game and go on to the next section of the playbook or go on to the next workout to get ready. It just happened in such a blur that I don't really take, I don't look at it and try to get, you know, any positive feeling from it or any negative feeling from it. It happened. Unfortunately, it didn't work out to get to the playoffs like we wanted to. But the best thing is I got another shot and we have another shot.
Talking about the shape thing, have you dropped a few pounds? Have you gained weight? Becoming differently this year?
I didn't necessarily. It's not like I sat on the couch and, you know, put on 30 pounds and had a beer belly. But just there's such a different, you know, I think it's Parcells that always says there's a difference between being in shape and being in football shape. And the only way to get in football shape is to play football. And when you don't play football for, you know, 7 months or whatever it was, it just takes a while to not only for your mind to adjust to the speed of the game, but for your body to adjust. And that was one of the toughest things for me was just trying to get caught up with game shape.
Does that do it, everybody? Okay, thanks very much.
Thanks. Thank you, Carson. Yep. Thanks, guys.